Welcome to America Today with me, General Galen Shaw. Phil Hendry is on assignment. I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to do that. We really want to deal with some important issues here. And with Mr. Hendry temporarily out of pocket...
What? What does that mean, out of pocket? It's his...
Let's start this all over again.
You can't start it all over again. We're already on the clock.
And with Mr. Hendry out of pocket, don't worry about it, bud.
Bud, just don't say anything.
Okay.
We are inviting on the program today Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, and Mr. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a man that we have been discussing quite a few issues with here over the past several, shall we say, days, if not weeks. As you know, Mr. Santos has the Citizens Auxiliary Police and has been in and out of the news for a variety of things, one having to do with the invasive use of the so-called peep top cam, which we'll get to in a minute, Jay, don't worry. You'll be able to say everything you want to say, I guarantee. On the phone with us will be Stephen Bozell. Now, Jay, why don't you, and we'll get to the thing you want to deal with. Tell us why Mr. Bozell is joining the program.
Thank you very much, General. As a lot of you understand, since the release of a new campaign, I back it in last week, Mr. Bozell has evidenced interest in becoming the first member of our newly announced Citizens Auxiliary Police Academy for cadets.
Why do you call it that? Because it seems redundant.
Yeah, it's a police academy.
Wait. I'm going to explain it. It's called the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's a police academy.
Citizens Auxiliary Police Academy.
Right, for the cadets.
Well, one would assume...
All right. Yeah. One would assume... What's the deal here?
What we're looking at, Jay, is the title. It's all right. It doesn't...
Doesn't matter. I just was wondering. All
right, so you have the Citizens Auxiliary Police Academy for cadets. And most people would say, Jay, and again, I'm not finding fault.
But why don't we just move on from it?
Okay, can I just make this point that most people would say a police academy would have cadets?
A police academy can have recruits. A police academy can have rookies. A police academy can have, you know.
Yeah, and this one has cadets. I get it.
Thank you very much, bud. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, so thanks a lot, bud.
Yeah, well, don't be mad at me on account of...
Why did you quit with the...
Yes, so Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us. On the line now from Corona, California as well is Mr. Stephen Bozell. As I understand, Mr. Bozell is engaged...
He did ask prior approval of it.
He did ask prior approval of it, so we have Mr. Stephen Bozell now in the bathtub there in Corona, California. Mr. Bozell, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm here, and I can hear very good.
And we're here with Jay Santos.
Hey, Steve, how are you? Jay Santos, this is Auxiliary Police.
Very, very good, and thank you very much for joining me tonight with the...
Well, when you say, what does he mean by that?
I guess I have to explain, Steve, that when you say joining me, it's not like I'm climbing in a tub with you.
No, I don't mean that. I mean in the song, the Back It In song, which I found, I thought it was an interesting song. I Back It In, and the history of that, I guess we could get into.
Right, we get into history of that, but first of all, I just want to say to the general and everyone, Mr. Bozell is on the line with me tonight, because he's talking about, and by the way, he's in a bathtub because you are a construction contractor, and you have some tough days, right?
Yeah, I have very tough days, and I had a tough day today. I'm a little bit nervous, so I had a tough day today, and then we had two tilt-ups, and just some problems on a Margate job, and we're putting in some... I'm going to get out. I want to towel off, and then I'm going to get back in. It's something that I do to help ease some of the muscle pains that I've got. If you don't mind, I just want to put in some hot water in here.
All right, Steve, you know that Mr. Hendry said you don't...
I'm sorry. Hold on. Turn it off. April, turn it off. Thank you, honey.
That's your wife, April.
Yeah, it's not my daughter. Oh, my God.
I know that, Steve. We just wanted to make it very clear because we know that your daughter is April Jr.
That is correct, and my wife is April. He thought that I was... Who gives a shit?
All right, edit that out.
Yeah, I gotta edit that.
You just take a step to edit that out.
So if I could just...
Go right ahead. So Jay Sanders is with us, Steve Bozell on the phone. And go ahead, Jay.
Right, so Steve contacted me last week after he heard me debut I Got to Back It In, which is for first responders. There's been quite a bit of controversy surrounding the idea of backing your car into a parking space. I know that we're probably beating a dead horse, but there's a lot of controversy. So we decided to memorialize it in the song I Back It In. With Mr. Bozell, you heard that. You immediately contacted me and queried about becoming a...
You didn't call me queer, did you?
No, sir. I said queried. Queried.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, he said he... And you asked him about joining the Citizens Auxiliary Police, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. I did. Because I have a 9-to-5 job as a construction contract. I own B&B Construction. But I find myself with extra energy at the end of the day. And I thought, what the work you do is... Boy, I tell you, for me, it'd be very exciting to be in uniform, and even if it's auxiliary police, you know.
Let me just say something here. Mr. Santos, for all the good that he may do, it is not an official police agency.
No, we're not, but I know that General Shaw was to use that to discredit the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I think it's very, very unfair, you know.
Well, Jay, I want Mr. Bozell to understand.
Oh, I understand it's not a real cop force. Not in that sense.
We don't like anybody say we're not a real cop force. We are a real cop force. We're not real. You know, I like to say you take a look at me. I'm as real as real could get. You want reality? I am reality. You know that about that line?
Yeah. It was in Platoon. I heard it.
Yeah. You can't face reality. I am reality. You take a look at me. You know.
Yes, sir. I got that. So. Are you joining the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
No, I want to be clear here.
Yeah, can I just ask a question? You're going to join the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which I'm with all due respect of Mr. Santos.
Why, hey, watch it.
Everyone knows your monkey's on a vine, spanking away, swinging from one tree to the next, just spank.
All right, that we don't need. This is what I mean when I talk about the fact there's character assassination on this program.
No one is trying to character assassinate you. We're simply,
everybody's entitled to an opinion here. And Mr. Mozell, hold on. Mr. What's your name?
I'm Bud Dickman. God,
I'm sorry. Mr. Santos, no one's trying to assassinate your character. But we, as the general said, we do allow opinion, and it has been the decided opinion on this program for quite some time that you guys and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, okay?
Yeah, you talk about we swing vine to vine, spanking away.
Yes, that you guys are spank monkey or spank monkey.
Yeah, well, they're using the French. What are you talking about, the French? What does that mean?
Margaret uses the French. What is spank monkey?
Spank monkey is simply the French for spank monkey. And that's what a lot of people think you all do over there at the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is all I'm trying to say.
Right, so you can't indict Bud for his opinion.
I certainly can indict Bud for it.
Well, let's get Steve Bozell has been sitting in his bathtub listening to this. And what do you think about this, Steve?
What do I think about what? I'm here at the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Steve, this is a man who's going to...
Wait, hold on for a minute. Go ahead, Mr. Bozell, go ahead.
Okay, the Citizens Auxiliary Police to me has done a very useful job of looking at the peak over the shoulder of the police, and reviewing and otherwise following and making sure that what the police do is fully within the guidelines of what the police is supposed to do. And I felt that was helpful. Now I'm listening to this public vilification. That everyone knows that, there's Spank McKay. I knew a guy by the name of Spank McKay. He was a hockey player. And
you're not talking about Spank McKay, the hockey player. I know who you're talking about. Played for the Hershey Squirt?
Yes, he did. He played for the Hershey Squirt, and then the next year they became the Hershey Squirts. And we can talk about that.
No, we don't need to talk about that right now. We're talking Spank McKay.
Enough about the Hershey's. I could get my husband Frank on. It was his favorite team. And he was the mascot for the Hershey Squirt. And he was a mascot for the Squirts as well, before they became the Squirts, when they were the singular Squirt.
What are you talking about, man? You're trying to tell me there was a team called the Hershey Squirt, and then they went plural.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, okay, so I don't know. All I'm trying to say is I don't know any of that. When he talks about Spank McKay... I'm saying is I resent being aligned with an organization that you consider divine, furiously spanking it off. And I don't know. I want to be a part of something useful. And that's why I talked to Mr. Santos, and I realize that his organization, I think, has been very badly maligned.
Well, hold on.
Wait. I think it's been very badly maligned, and I think it's been very badly treated.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bozell. I appreciate that. What we wanted to do tonight, even in the face of this kind of slander and insult...
Well, it's not slander. It's just an opinion.
Yeah, we get a lot of that. We take a lot of incoming, okay?
Well...
We take a lot of incoming, General... calling us the Spank Monkey.
I said Spank Monkey. I don't know who Spank McKay is, even if I fell over him, if he were dead on my front porch with his guts hanging out. Get my husband, please. Wait a minute, wait. That's completely off point, okay?
This got nothing to do with Spank McKay, all right?
Do you or don't you?
Do I or don't I what? Get my husband on the phone, Bud.
Might as well do it. Okay.
Oh, thanks a lot. It's not going to sidetrack us at all. God almighty, would you grow up?
Yeah, I got Mr. Gray.
Frank Gray joining us. Frank.
Yeah, Frank Gray.
Frank, do you remember Spank McKay?
Yeah, Spank McKay was the goaltender with the Hershey Squirt.
Right, and he was a great hockey... I just wanted everyone to know that you followed the Hershey Squirt. You worked for them when they were the Squirts.
I joined the Hershey Squirts for the 900th time. The year after they became the Squirts, after they had been a Squirt. And Spank McKay came in almost simultaneously. She was drafted in the amateur draft, played for Spankton in Ontario, in the Ontario Junior League. That's how she got the nickname Spank. And her name was something like Orville McKay or Wadsworth McKay, some... They didn't like the name Wad. They weren't going to go with that. They wanted to stay far away from that. And they said, well, the kid comes from Spankton, Ontario.
And so they nicknamed him Spank McKay.
No, well, they nicknamed her Spank.
That's what I mean. They nicknamed her, I mean him, Spank McKay.
That's exactly right. So I don't know what the rest of you Spank Masters are talking about, but for the...
All right, thanks a lot, Frank Gray.
Hang up on my husband like that.
Yep, that Mr. General told us to.
I told him to. All right, let's get Steve Bozell back, who's in the bathtub, but Jay Santos with us. Yeah. So I hope we got that worked out, because that's got nothing whatsoever to do. I know it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. You guys worked out a song that's a combination of I Back It In, and Mr. Bozell, you wrote a song?
Yeah, I was doing some work with my... To be honest with you, I've needed to talk to somebody for quite some time. I've had jealousy issues, and my therapist, Bones Appleby...
Your therapist is Bones Appleby?
That's the name, yeah. He's a therapist. He's a doctor, but Dave, that's his name.
And that's a nickname like Spank?
No, that's his name, Bones. Bones Appleby.
Is he related at all to the Appleby family that has the coffee shop?
I think he may be. I don't know for sure, but I think I heard, yeah. He's with the Applebee's. So
what the hell, man? Are you sure, man? Look, let's forget about that. Go ahead, Steve.
As sure as I can be. So he said to me that it would be better to work out some of my issues. I have not been kind to my wife.
You've had jealousy of your wife, haven't you?
Yeah. And I've got to get over it. She's very beautiful. And she gets a lot of guys hoot at her and everything. So I wrote this song about how, you know, late last night, about a quarter to ten, my wife April what? Or it goes, late last night, about a quarter to ten, I lost my mud when April came in. Oh, yeah, all right, that kind of thing.
Right, and so what I did is I said, well, you know, he talked about wanting to become a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, so combined that with Back It In.
All right, what?
Well, I got some questions. First of all, what has that got to do? And I appreciate you needing to work out your issues, Steve. What has your song got to do with Back It In?
I just want to know Steve's opinion.
I told Jay that's what I was dealing with. And he said, well, you know, let's put it together. It sounds like a lot of fun. So
I was just trying to help the guy out, that's all.
All right, so do you guys want to... Let's do this, Steve, and give you an idea of if you want to join the Citizens Auxiliary Police Academy for Cadets, it's all fun. I think you'll enjoy it. And this was, Steve, we help out each other. So are you ready to...
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. One, two, three, yeah.
Late last night, about 9:45, I lost my mud when April come in. Oh, yeah.
Back of the inn.
Uh-huh.
I back of the inn.
Oh, yeah.
I back of the inn.
Uh-huh.
I back of the inn.
Go.
That's it? Yeah, that's it. It's not like we're going to sit there and break our cash dance over a song. It was something I decided to do for Steve, because Steve had volunteered to become the first cadet.
And I appreciate that, and I think it shows brotherhood, and I don't know, just a sense of camaraderie.
All right. So, Steve Bozell, you become the first official cadet at the Citizens Auxiliary Police Academy. Wait a minute, what is it?
It's the Citizens, it's all right, General. The Citizens...
I got it written down here. Citizens Auxiliary Police Academy for the cadet.
No. Citizens Auxiliary Police Academy.
Wait, man, Citizens Auxiliary Police Academy for cadets.
That's it, yeah, exactly. And you don't want to think about changing that, you know.
I would not change it. It's, as Mr. Sandel said, it's the police academy. It's the Citizens Auxiliary Police Academy for cadets.
Yeah, right. And that's because in cadets, they also...
You know, General, sometimes you just have to let these things take their time, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Sam, I very much resent coming on this program. And then you go, all four of you, look at me. You look at me like I'm a science experiment. You do.
Well, Jay, I don't want to say anything.
But I do look like a science experiment.
No, you don't look like a science experiment. You look like a man with some very unusual opinions.
That's it right there, Jay. And you're entitled to those. And bless your heart. And thank you for being here on General Galen Shaw's...
America Today.
And thank you, Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And thank you, Jay Santos, for...
Oh, my God. You don't even remember my name? You don't even remember my name. You're going to be the very first cadet in the Citizens Auxiliary Police Academy for Cadets, and you don't remember the name.
I do remember your name. I'm sorry. I was flustered by the whole backing it in and April coming home and me losing my mud. I'm afraid that people are going to take it the wrong way. I don't know.
All right, well, thank you very much. I want to keep Jay Santos on here. Got a few more questions for him.
Well, do I get to stay on, or?
And again, our thanks to Stephen Bozell. Jay, hang out with us for just a few more minutes. We've got some additional questions to ask you about Back It In. The song is taking off in some areas of the listenership of the world-famous Phil Henry Show website and podcast, and here on General Galen Shaw's America Today. I don't know if that is that the name of it, but...
We'll have to go back and double-check.
Yeah, I don't even know what the name of this is.
What do you mean you don't know the name of it? I mean, if you're doing a show...
Yeah, that's for me to know and for you to find out. We'll be right back with questions for Jay Santos on the continuing and interesting success of I Back It In. This is the General Galen Shaw of America Today. We'll be right back.
For a transcript of this program, pretend to write to us at the Phil Henry Show website and pretend to expect us to respond with a full transcript of this program. Maybe we will and maybe we won't. Chances are we won't, but it might be fun to try.
Yeah, this is Bud Dickman. I might actually sit down and try to transcribe this show, you know? So we'll see.
Send that letter to world-famous Phil Henry Show, 1014 South Westlake Boulevard, Mailbox 163, Westlake Village, California, 91361. Maybe we'll answer you, maybe we won't. General Galen Shaw will be right back.
I back it in, I back it in, I back it in, oh yeah. Oh, hi everyone, this is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, reminding you that not a day should go by that you are not thinking about getting a Phil Henry Show website subscription, a backstage pass, if you haven't already. If you haven't, then you should be thinking about it every day. If you have, then you should be thinking about the fact that you have it. And if you have a world-famous Phil Henry Show backstage pass, you have at your fingertips, literally at your fingertips, 40,000 plus hours. Right now it's what, bud?
Yeah, it's 44. It's 44 or 43.
45. 45,000 hours of some of the most unlimited, off-the-hook, insane, you know...
radio comedy you ever heard, including the great radio days and all the netcasts, all the podcasts, all the videocasts, all the home movies, all the podcasts by Bobby Dooley and everybody and everything.
So make sure you get a backstage pass by simply going to philhendryshow.com, click on the banner in the middle of the page that says, sign me up, and sign your ass up. Excuse my language.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It would take you months, if not years, not eating, sleeping, or going to the bathroom, but listening continuously to get through the entire archive.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The best value online other than porn. Welcome back here to General Galen Shaw's America Today. With me, General Galen Shaw. And... Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And Jay, again, the striking success of Back It In, what do you attribute that to?
Well, I know a lot of people are singing it. A lot of people have what they call earworms, you know, Back It In, I Back It In. And I think a lot of that has to do with, I'm not a professional singer, but I do give it a professional, I give it a professional polish. I try to buff it, You know, it's hard for me to say, but I try to buff it up with a professional polish.
So you try to give it a good sing. You try to execute as a professional singer?
I would say so, yes. Just as I did there, I said, I back it in, I back it in, like a way a singer does.
All right, I was a professional singer at one time, Jay. Is it like this? I back it in, I back it in.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can't do it as good as you, Miss Gray, but it would be like that. It'd be like, I back it in, I back it in. What that did is it said to people, it sent a message. It was a shot, you know, not her around the world, but it was a shot across the bow of the listeners to say, we're here to stay. The Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right. Now let's talk about the...
You know, talk about the song?
Yeah, but I mean, it's getting...
It's time to talk about how you're professional, so...
You're not really a professional. Go ahead, give it a professional rendering.
I'd like to hear this.
Okay, I mean, you're going to put me on the spot.
No, I don't, but give it the rendering that you feel it deserves.
Well, thank you very much, General. Ladies and gentlemen, Back It In is a song about backing your car in when you park it as opposed to going head in. There are a great many people who said, don't touch it. Don't touch it, Jay, with a 10-foot pole. One of my friends said, and I understand because we're doing a podcast, that there's no FCC considerations. One of my friends said, and please forgive my language, he said, you know, I wouldn't touch that with your dick. And
all right, wait, cut that out. No, don't cut that. Don't, where do you get off saying that?
I'm sorry, I thought, no, Jay, no. We don't, just because there's no FCC, no. So cut that out.
But you cut out the other thing, too.
Yeah, I've got to know. See, here's my sheet that tells me what to cut out of stuff. I'm going to cut out that.
Okay, as long as you're being consistent.
So don't use that kind of language.
Sorry.
3, 2, 1, yeah.
So I, where was I?
You're talking about I Back It In being about backing a car in.
Right, so... I back it in being about backing a car in, and I wanted people to know that the reason why that's done is for me and the people that I know is we are all first responders, and we need to bound out of the store in 2 full bounding leaps, dive in, and literally throw it into gear while we have dove it in. So when the car is thrown into gear and we wheel it out of the parking lot, we're still laying across the front seat steering with the wheel. We can't see diddly, you know.
You can't, you're laying on your stomach on the front seat.
Is he supposed to talk to me?
Yes, he's asking you a question.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes. That's essentially it. And so we wanted people to know the urgency of that.
All right, you're going to sing professionally, as you say.
Yeah. I back it in, I back it in, I back it in. Don't you grin, I back it in, cause I wanna be a first responder. When you back it in, you gotta be good. You gotta do things like you should. You gotta back it in. You know you would. You gotta back it in. I back it in. Don't be late. I back it in. I wanna be great. I back it in. Eight and skate. I back it in.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay, well, thanks a lot.
No, that was very good. It was a very good song.
That was rendered very professionally.
Yeah, it sounded like a professional.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to make it sound as if I'm on stage, you know, at the...
Like where?
Where would you be on stage?
I don't know. Just, you know, on a stage.
Jay, thank you very much for making...
I know you're going to laugh at me as soon as I leave.
No, I'm not. Thank you very much. Thank you for bringing on Steve Bozell. And thank you very, very much for making us a part of your evening here, this day, this whatever people are doing.
Yeah, what time are people listening to this? I want to get the sub-commanders gathered around.
Yeah, well, it'll drop in the early morning hours, and
it'll drop.
Yeah, it's we always make a joke about it, like, when's that podcast dropping? I don't know, but something's dropping out of my butt right now. We do that just to loosen it up, you know, lighten the mood.
Jesus. Are you kidding me, man?
Bud, why don't you do everybody a favor and go in the kitchen and make some... On second thought, don't make anything. Just go in the kitchen to wash your hands and stand there till I'm ready to call for you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're all done.
Yeah.
No, I'm not done. You are.
Yeah.
Jay Santos, ladies and gentlemen, from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, tonight on General Shaw's America Today.
From Teddy Beverly Hills, inviting you on to Teddy Beverly Hills. Come on down. We've got those choice steaks. We've got that great clam chowders. We have the Ted. We have the Tedlet. Everything that you've ever wanted and more at Teddy Beverly Hills.
And Ted Bell joining us here. And Ted, very briefly, want to get you on the program because you had tweeted the other day about you're talking about a guy, one of your suppliers, Dan Blattner. This guy.
Yeah, Dan Blattner, a very good friend of ours, and a guy who has supplied us with the clam chowder. Just mentioned the clam chowders. Blattner's clam chowder is one of the best. Dan also provides a lot of our seafood, runs the fish market over here at Okey-Doke, and all around a great guy. And I was talking to him about getting the vaccine, and I don't want to be controversial here.
Well, you know, all of us here, the General, myself, and Phil, I don't know about Bud.
Not me yet.
No, I haven't got it yet, but I'm going to get my first vaccine of the Johnson & Johnson.
You're going to get one of the Johnson & Johnson.
All right, well, never mind about that, but most of us have been vaccinated.
Yes, I know you have, and I think that is admirable to the extent that it is. I have concerns. Blattner told me, he's one of our suppliers. He got the vaccine, and he and I had been discussing this whole DNA thing. He doesn't seem to think it's an issue. I had heard, and I say this with the greatest of respect to everyone who is getting the vaccine, but I'd heard that it can affect the DNA to the point where you may assume, I don't know how else to say it, some physical characteristics of a primate.
And you don't actually believe that, do you?
I don't know what to believe, Margaret. I that's why I'm holding off on the vaccine.
All right. Ted Bell is with us from Ted's Beverly Hills. And Ted, you know, you are a controversial... I think you're controversial to come out as a man who does business in the community as you do to say something like that.
Well, why would it matter? Why would it matter? Why would you make an issue that way? Look, if people come into my restaurant, we require masks. We require a certain level of social distancing. We're up to 50 to 75% of our seating. California's opening up. We are asking people, hey, come on out, have dinner. Have yourself a Ted, have a Tedlet, have one of our beautiful cut steak Teds or the flambe steak Ted or flambe Ted. You can have the Ted Cup. There is so much to choose from. Then, of course, there's the baked Ted for dessert. There's so much to choose from. And
you know, you name everything after yourself, the baked Ted. That doesn't sound very appetizing.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. This is supposed to be a sponsored segment.
General, Ted is allowed to promote his...
all right, I'm sorry. It's just... I got that... forgive me.
You know, what I should do is talk... And Margaret and Bud, I should be able to talk to Phil before he goes on assignment, quote-unquote, whatever the hell that means.
Phil is on assignment and is not available to do the show. Forgive me, I didn't know the ground rules here. We're talking to Ted Bell, and this is his paid segment, advertising segment. We're talking about you. But what has that got to do with your restaurant not getting the vaccine?
Because I don't think I want to get the vaccine and stand there and greet people if my face is beginning to turn into Caesar's from War of the Ape. I don't...
Yeah, War of the Ape is it.
What is War of the Ape?
You're talking about War for the Planet of the Apes, right?
Yes, what did I say? War of the Ape.
You said War of the Ape, and he's talking about Caesar, who is the head of the rebellion against the humans, and in subsequent films. And,
all right, so you're talking about looking like an ape.
I'm not saying that I'm going to turn full ape. I'm saying I'm concerned about... You've heard the stories.
Yeah, what I have heard is a lot of conspiracy nonsense. I've heard a lot of this ridiculous talk about the vaccine doing all kinds, changing our very DNA. And I'm telling you, it's the talk of scared, paranoid, and people without enough to do. That's what I think it is.
All right, well, you know, put down a lot of very good people who have some very good questions.
All right, Ted, if they have good questions, then what do you suggest? They don't get the vaccine and they put themselves at risk.
I have said, Margaret, that I sit in my office and I don't talk to anybody and I don't come out and I don't greet the customers because I don't want to dirty up anybody's world.
You always get emotional at this part. You say, dirtying up people's world.
Well, it feels like it. You talk to people. You talk to people. And they become so judgmental of you. That's the thing that I guess I'm tired of more than anything else. I'm tired of being judged. I go out there, I say, hi, I'm Ted Bell. How you doing? Have yourself some clam chowder here. Have a cracker. You know, and I say hello to people. And what do I get in return? What do I get from people? I got them looking at me like I just climbed out of one of those transporter beam bays where a fly got mixed in. You remember Jeff Goldblum, where he was vomiting up what looked like sour milk?
Yeah.
Okay.
So people are looking at you like you're Jeff Goldblum and the fly.
Yes, sometimes I feel that way. And all I want to do is make sure that I'm safe. I just want to be safe for myself, for my wife, and my son.
Ted Bell is joining us here. Ted, Dan Blattner, one of your suppliers, has gotten the vaccine. Has he evidenced any look?
Well, that's what I tweeted about. I said I'm going to be looking long and hard at Dan later in the week, and I want to check his face out for any sign of it getting, and I use the word, for any sign of it monkeying up or getting monkeyed. You know, and I can hear you laughing.
Of course we're laughing. It's ridiculous. And I'm sorry if you're a sponsor.
You know what? I wonder how Mr. Henry's going to feel when he comes back from vacation or whatever he's doing.
He is on assignment.
Yeah, sure. When he comes back from being on assignment, I'll tell you what he was on. Never mind.
Oh, God, Mr. Henry's going to be pissed off at you making a sexual joke.
I didn't make a sexual joke.
No, you made a drug joke.
And you're the one, you talk about Mr. Henry, you're the one that thinks your face is going to look like Caesar from, what was it, War of the Ape?
No, I said War for the Ape Planet, or whatever the hell the movie's called. I don't care what the movie's called, and I want everybody to be happy.
All right, Ted, so just to recap, you're holding off on getting the vaccine because you think it's going to turn you into a monkey.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Henry's going to be pissed off about that. You know?
What?
Put me back on. I demand to go back on. I don't care what Mr.
Get a load of that guy.
Ted Bell is... That man is wrapped too tight. I've been saying it for a long time. Ted Bell, on getting the vaccine, making you look like a monkey.
He didn't exactly say that.
He didn't say, well, he said it looked like monkey you up, yeah. He says that Caesar from Planet of an Ape.
From War for the Planet of the Apes, God G.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is General Galen Shaw with America Today. Executive produced by Phil Hendry, who isn't here, so I don't know why he gets credit, but, you know. Anyway, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm General Galen Shaw.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
No, I get the last word.
I'm Bob. Robert.
He said he's Robert Leonard, so I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm General Galen Shaw. Yeah.